Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Welcome inside Hour 2, the Dan Patrick Show, here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes. As Bobby Bonilla liked to say in an exclusive interview he did with Action Sports, it's bigger than my birthday. And, you know, Doug, you asked me last hour on the show, you know, as a Mets fan, I told you how embarrassing it is. It's a really difficult optic, even though it was a sound business decision to defer payments to Bobby Bonilla, who's going to be getting $1.1 million on this day every year until 2035. Darren Revelle has a story on this with new information that we have never found out before, because he sat down with Bobby Bonilla, and Bonilla said that the Mets actually tried to get him to retire, and when they couldn't get him to retire, they worked on this agreement, and Bobby Bonilla Day was born. So this is what I mean when I say the optic from my team on this is just terrible. That they first they tried to convince him to retire because, look, we don't want to pay you. We don't think you're very good. Oh, and instead, all right, we're just going to give you $1 million a year for the next 35 years. This is what I mean about the optics surrounding the Mets.
Yeah, but I mean, like, tell me a team that I'm an Angel fan. You think the optics with Albert Pujols deal, you know, was a good one? Where, you know, they bought him out of the last year of his disastrous contract, and then he goes and plays with the Dodgers, and now he's back playing with the St. Louis Cardinals. He's still getting paid, I believe, to be at the end of his career to be a representative of the Angels. Like, he's not an Angel anymore. All these contracts exist, and deferred payments, I think it's only a bigger thing because it's the Mets. I'll be completely honest with you, because we have more Mets fans than our broadcasters. Mm-hmm. It's the same. The Mets have actually been a good team. They've been in a World Series. There are so many other organizations that are so much more poorly run. The problem is that one of the Mets, and you have a good number of people who are sportscasters, broadcasters, talking that are Mets fans. And then, of course, they're in the same city with the most successful baseball franchise ever. You know, so you have those two things which make this – which make all Mets stories bigger stories than they actually are.
Well, yeah, and it's always the group of teams in every sport that it's easy to point fingers and go, see, they're always a laughing stock, right? Whether in, and most of them are my teams, because it's, you know, it's the Knicks, it's the Jets, you know, but it's the Lions, it's the Raiders, it's the Browns, it's certain teams that just, yeah, these headlines follow them, and they're always more embarrassing and worse for them than they are if this happened to the Patriots, right? If the Patriots had a free agent signing that didn't work, and, you know, Bill Belichick agreed to pay a guy until 2030, it would be, well, hey, no, this was a smart business decision. This is just a deal that didn't go, but boy, what a great trend setting for the future Bill Belichick has thought of. It's all in the presentation of it. And some teams, that's how it goes for them. The team like the Mets, it's, let's jump up and down on them. But other teams, it would be, smart business decision. So it's just a perspective that the teams have that really hurt them in that situation.
There's no question about it. Can I ask you something? This is interesting to me. Okay. It feels like with this being the first full day of NBA free agency, and Kevin Durant asking to be traded yesterday, it feels like that should be the biggest story. But the USC-UCLA thing has so many different layers to it and is so massive in the landscape of all college sports that I feel like maybe today it's equal footing with KD, or maybe even lesser footing than KD, but a historically bigger story. If you were seeding them in a tournament, which one would you say is bigger?
Today, I would say it would be USC-UCLA. Right, because we had the big jarring headline yesterday, and it was jarring, but it was only jarring for a few hours, because then NBA free agency, Kevin Durant opts out. And this is a year for free agency where, you know, LeBron wasn't moving somewhere. You know, you still had big names out there, but, you know, when the biggest thing going into free agency is Jalen Brunson going to the Knicks, it's, all right, maybe this year is not quite the same. So we had the blockbuster of Durant, but we didn't have a resolution, and we don't know where he's going, and it's going to play out. But now the day after, people are starting to see this USC-UCLA, and they're going to say, wow, this is USC leaving. These are the rock stars of college football that are leaving. Because even though USC hasn't had the footprint the last few years that they had in the early aughts, I mean, they were easily the biggest rock star program and still are. And now we're expecting them to be it again with Lincoln Riley and all the recruits that are following him. And the fact that these are the teams that are leaving is a much bigger deal, because the this would be Alabama leaving. You know, Alabama's leaving the SEC for the Big Ten. Why is Alabama leaving? That's the impact USC has. And UCLA being part of it is great. But you're talking about an entire market leaving. The ramifications of what it means for the teams and the travel, and are other teams going to follow? There is a huge domino effect for this. And I guarantee you, this weekend, like when you and I are out and we're hanging out with our friends and we're talking about it, we'll talk about Kevin Durant for a few minutes, because obviously, boy, KD, where do you think he's going to go? But when it comes, boy, this USC-UCLA thing, and that's more of the conversation. And that's something that, you know, 20, 25 minutes you can see going by talking with your friends about it, where KD will be like a 5-minute conversation, then a bigger one when he signs and you see where he goes and how that affects the NBA. But right now, this thing has so many tentacles and angles to it that it's just starting to become, and people are just starting to get the intricacies of this and how big a deal this is.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you in terms of my weekend. I'm going to be in a gym coaching. So in basketball, I think the KD and where will he go, and the Kyrie, and, you know, would you bite the apple and bring in a Kyrie, and, you know, should LeBron get rid of Anthony Davis? I think that's a better with the guys topic, but I think the USC UCLA thing is massive because of, not just that, what happens next, how does this affect recruiting? Because here's generally kind of the way it works. The you mentioned that it's a titan, and that's the only reason they have value, is they're a titan, right? That they can, it's the Texas, the schools that rate regardless of Notre Dame rates, Texas rates, USC rates, Alabama rates, Oklahoma rates, you know, Clemson rates. Like those are the ones that Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, those are the ones that people care about. Those are the ones with value. And forever, they've had their value tied up with a conference. And there's a couple of schools, Texas and USC specifically, that are bigger than the rest of their conferences combined. And now they flex their muscles and they've used that strength. And now they're in a conference of like like-sized, like, you know, a backing school, if you will. But, you know, what is it? It's going to be interesting. You know, the SEC has recruited Southern California very well. This opens up Southern California recruiting to the Big Ten. It just does, because now you can say, hey, you come here, we have, you know, we're a better school, better facilities, completely invested, and we're going to play in L.A. I think it now, does that mean that the UCLA and USC, can they go and recruit the Midwest and say, you know, not only do you get to get out of the cold and play in the sunshine, but we're going to bring you home every year to play as well. I think that does work kind of both ways. And, you know, the recruiting aspect of it is fascinating to me. But then it's what's next? Or then it's what happens to Stanford and Cal? Right? Like, I think the LA market is huge and USC's bigger. And I know that, you know, Stanford students and alum, they don't fill up their stadium, whatever, but that's an incredible school with remarkable alumni. And it's in the conversation of the best all around sports programs on earth in terms of the Olympic sports. And then you have Cal, the number one public school in the country, you know, in terms of ratings of public universities, and a rival and in the same system, the UC system as UCLA. Like, how does that all work? Like that, I don't know. That whole thing is interesting to me. How does it affect recruiting? What do the conferences look like? You mentioned Notre Dame, and then there's Oregon, there's Washington. And then the last part to it is, and this was the threat. I think you had left ESPN when the first Big 10 expansion happened, but there's always the threat of Congress saying, hey, that tax shelter you got for college athletics, this is a paid enterprise. You're making money. You're spending money to buy kids like this. You're going to have to, if that happens, now the sport changes completely. And, you know, and I don't know what happens to so many of these athletic departments. You know, if you're Oregon State or you're Washington State and you get left behind and you're not in one of these major conferences, and you're not getting money from your state for your sports anymore, like your whole university changes. And at some point this could, you know, whether it's privatized college athletics, and everybody thinks they want that. It's like people thinking they want college athletes to be employees. You don't want them to be employees, because employees can be hired. They can also be fired. You know, employees will have to pay taxes on all benefits. Those things don't occur right now. They get all the benefits of employees with really very little of the downside. So I'm interested in how all of it, because it is a bit of a house of cards. And I think this SC-UCLA thing may have pulled out the bottom. I don't know what happens to the NCAA, but I think this is a titanic land shift. That here's the most impressive thing. There were no rumors of it, right? No rumors of it. It came out. It was done that night. That's how deals get done, right? Because once there's the hemming and the hawing, that's when people go, wait a second, this school, it's not fair. There were no rumors, no leaks. They got it done, just like Texas and Oklahoma. And now all of a sudden, that Big Ten deal is going up exponentially. And I wonder what's next. So I'm going to disagree. I think this weekend, people are still talking about ball and what happens with all this different movement in the NBA. But long term, the ramifications of UCLA and USC being in the Big Ten are massive.
Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb here on the Dan Patrick Show. Well, I'll take you to what's next, which is where things get even more out of control. Because look, college football is about chaos, and I love the chaos and how things change, and there's no real leadership, and everybody's kind of just doing what's best for them. And we talked about this with Petros Papadakis last hour, that hey, this is a money move clearly for USC, UCLA, and everybody can cut this up, and you can be upset about the travel, but this is about money and what they're making. The model of college football with NIL deals and transfer portal, right now it's unsustainable, right? The NIL is completely going to get out of control. It's already spiraled out of control. I like to think that maybe some of the powers that be understood that, okay, our conferences, this may not be great for half of our teams because they can't compete, and it's going to be difficult, and we may have to do something here for it. And then this move happens, and it's going to be, well, if they can go and just basically, you know, inject cash into the school and into their program. Well, why should we figure anything else out for NIL? Yeah, you know what? Doors open, and it's going to get even more out of control as this gets into orbit. So I don't know that this did anything for that than just, hey, maybe we were going to slow down a little bit, and we were going to pull the emergency brake and say, okay, let's realize what this model of college football and how sustainable it is. And I don't believe it is at all. And then this story happens yesterday. It's okay, well, now that can't happen. Now more NIL deals are gonna go off, and the rich are going to continue to get richer, and there's going to be more money coming in, and Notre Dame is going to realize we have to join a conference because of all this money coming in, and everything we thought we were going to get, there's going to be no reset. Because that's normally what happens, is that when a story gets this out of control, there's some kind of reset. All right, well, this is going to happen, right? Salaries got out of control in the NFL for draft picks who had never played a down before. So Sam Bradford was the last number one pick who got paid like a guy who's hitting free agency at the age of 26, and he's a superstar. So the NFL pulled the emergency brake there and said, okay, we need to get back to this a little bit. I don't see there being any emergency brake in college football after this story yesterday.
Well, I think that you're combining kind of two different things, and I understand it is kind of one story and one sport. Look, generally what most of this is a breakaway from, I don't even want to say everybody says the NCAA, but the NCAA is all it is a voting body of all the schools, right? And people can say, hey, the college football playoff was the breakoff, and they go, oh, wasn't the BCS wasn't. That wasn't the NCAA. The bowl system hasn't been the NCAA. The NCAA hasn't been involved in postseason, high major, Division I college football in our lifetime. Hasn't been involved in it. It's always been operated by outside operators and by the power brokers that be. That's a fact. It's not something I'm making up, or that's not breaking information. What changed was they allowed so many other schools to have Division I status, not just in football, but obviously in basketball. It's over 350 schools now. And then everyone has the same voting rights, right? So it's like, instead of being like Congress, instead of being like the House, they're like the Senate, right? Where everybody gets the same number of votes per state. And they needed to be more like the House, where, you know, the Texases, the Ohio States of the world, they just get more votes, more say in how things are done. Because what's good for, you know, what's good for Mountain West schools is not good for USC. What's good for MAC schools is not good for Ohio State, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not how it's seen and how it's perceived by these presidents, athletic directors, and boosters. So I think ultimately there will be the breakoff. And that's what this is, of whatever the elite are. And everybody's just trying to make sure they have a spot, right? They got a chair when the music stops playing. That's the big thing. I think this really helps the Big 12. You know, if the Big 12 can smartly add more pieces and somehow, like, is it the Big 10? Is it the SEC? No. I would tell you that the Big 12, the meat of the Big 12, you know, especially if they add a Colorado, Utah and Arizona and Arizona State, and maybe you shoot for the stars and try and get the whole West or whatever, that would be as good or better than the meat of the ACC, right? You're not going to compete with Florida State in terms of their history when they're right, or Miami in their history when they're right, or Clemson and what they've been able to put together. But you know, Oklahoma State and Utah and Colorado, they're better and better financially supported programs for football, and they resonate more than Duke, than Wake Forest, you know, even then kind of Virginia, whatever, which is kind of a, you know, Stanford light, if you will, in football. So I this is all about the breakaway and who's with the big boys and who's with the also-rans. And I think what's next and where who ends up not having a chair when the music stops is going to be sad. But it's going to be very telling for what their future looks like and the future of the sport looks like.
Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan Patrick today here on Fox Sports Radio. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. We'll have more on college football and the seismic shift thanks to UCLA and USC coming up. But straight ahead, I got a special guest stopping by to break down what we have seen so far in NBA free agency. Where could Kevin Durant wind up? Where could Kyrie Irving wind up? We're going to see another big trade request from a big star. Keep it right here. Jason and Doug, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb. in for Dan and the Danettes today as NBA free agency enters day two. We had big signings. We had big stories with Kevin Durant telling the Nets he wants a trade away already. The Suns and Heat have become the preferred destinations for him. And joining us now on the hotline to help us break it all down, NBA analyst, former NBA player and coach, college head coach Rex Walters. Rex, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jason? Doug, what's up?
Well, Kevin Durant wants to be traded. What's your reaction?
Surprised a little bit, especially after Kyrie signed the extension for 1 year. Saying all that, obviously, Brooklyn is not thinking about having Kyrie long-term. There's some serious damage going on in terms of that relationship because of all the stuff that's gone on these past 2 years. So I think Kevin looked at it and said, hey, I got 4 years on the contract, but this is not what I signed up for. I think it's in that roster, you know, quite honestly, as much shootingness as they have, they don't have much size, they don't have length, they're not great defensively. And I think the other thing that people forget is Kevin Durant knows what it's supposed to look like. He's been in Golden State for 4 years. They went to really four finals. They won twice. He knows what it's supposed to look like, and he's looking at Brooklyn and saying, this is not what it's supposed to look like, so I need out.
Is he going to be able to get his way? Because this is not a great situation with the Nets right away. The Nets didn't say we want to keep KD. We want to be able to try to figure out a way for him to take the floor for us. It's we're going to make the best trade possible. Is he going to get to a team that he wants to get to if in fact, like the Suns and the Heat at the top of his trade destination list?
That'll be tough. I think, you know, at the end of the day, Brooklyn has a leverage in this in terms of they have to get something back. And you're talking about a top 1A, 1B player in the NBA, and also the contracts have to work. So that's a big price to pay to give someone like Kevin Durant up. You got to make sure you're getting some quality things back. I mean, Sean Marks right now, this thing, I respect the fact that they went for it. They went for it with KD, Kyrie, James Harden. Then after that, you know, we talk about, Ben Simmons. And now it's all kind of blown up. So now Sean Marks is like, okay, now I'm in, like, we got to make something out of this mode. They've given up a lot to be in this situation, and now it's all blown up. So there are teams out there. I mean, I hate to say this, but you look at the Lakers, they've got two guys that are very similar in terms of salary, in terms of Anthony Davis availability. That's the Lakers, right? You got two guys with two big contracts. That's what Kyrie and Kevin Durant have. I think if you talk about Miami, I don't know if they have necessarily the assets that Brooklyn wants, especially with the situation with Bam Adebayo and Ben Simmons being on, you know, still their first contract. So it'll be interesting. And then you've got to get DeAndre Ayton to sign off on the side trade to go to Brooklyn. And then DeAndre's got to be asking himself, what am I walking myself into going to Brooklyn? So there's a lot of work to be done. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
If you're LeBron James, okay, let's just imaginary scenario, and you could either roll with Anthony Davis or roll with Kevin Durant, what do you do?
Oh, it's not even close. I'm rolling with Kevin Durant. He's seen firsthand what Kevin Durant can do. That whole thing, when you talk about those great, you know, finals with Golden State and Cleveland, it became a non-factor when Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. It was a no-brainer. The other thing is Kevin Durant, even though he's had some issues with injuries, like, this dude loves to play, loves to work. Everything I've ever heard about Durant is he loves to play, loves to compete, wants to win, wants to have his own type of legacy in terms of, and I don't think he thinks long-term like this, that, but he loves to ball. That's what he's all about. Whereas Anthony Davis has had his issues with injuries. So, yeah, there's no question. And you're talking about switching like size. They're both going to play the 3-4. You get a guy like Kyrie as well who knows how to play with LeBron. That would be really interesting when you talk about, you know, the Warriors dynasty. Now the Lakers are right back in the mix in terms of – and you can have – you know, and they're going after size and length in terms of defensive-minded guys with minimum contracts or lower salary guys. But with those three, and if they're all available, that becomes really scary.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned how much he loves the ball. Remember the Anthony Davis story came out that he hadn't touched a basketball in 2 months. Like, Kevin Durant's a guy, now he's had injury issues as well, but Kevin Durant's a guy who probably hasn't gone 2 days without touching a basketball, not 2 months, Rex. That's true. It's crazy if it is.
Well, and when you talk about, you know, this is a guy that over the course of career, he's played over 80 games three times. He's played over 70 games multiple times. Like Anthony Davis, that just hasn't happened. You know, and so you talk about for Kevin, he's got to be excited to go to a major media outlet. He's got a chance to, you know, kill some ghosts in terms of the Warriors, you know, and what they've been able to do. To have those two teams on the West Coast battling it out would be phenomenal. But, yes, I think that LeBron would know, hey, this is someone that I have the utmost amount of respect, and you got really the two best players probably over the last 10 years on the same roster. And that's what the Lakers have always been. They've been about great, great players, right, that are available to play to win championships.
So, Rex, do you think that Kyrie finds his way to the Lakers? And we're going into the season, and Kyrie and LeBron are trying to wreck it in the Western Conference?
I think that's everything that I've heard and read is saying that Kyrie, that's something Kyrie wants to do. I think the other thing, too, is, you know, Kyrie's got a reputation now, and I love Kyrie. I love to watch him play. As a coach, it was hard to coach against him and the game plan, but he does have a reputation, right? So Cleveland left it on a sour note. Boston left it on a sour note. And then, obviously, Brooklyn, that's been a sour note. So, you know, with a guy like KD and LeBron, I think that the Lakers say, hey, we can actually not manage Kyrie, but they'll have guys that can help hold him accountable and bring out the greatness that we all know he has inside of him.
Rex, I'm intrigued by Brad Beal. Okay, does he go back to Washington? Does he try and get to a team, get to a franchise where he feels like he can legitimately compete? What do you think Brad Beal does?
Well, I think that the new thing nowadays is, number one, get your money. That's the number one thing. Get your money, make sure it's guaranteed, and then, hey, okay, now what are you going to do to allow us to be a real contender, right? And I think Bradley Beal is another guy. As I coached in the NBA and as I get game plans and watch players, I'm like, this dude is special. But is he an elite? You're talking about the KDs, LeBrons, those type of guys. He's not that, but he's a second tier. So you're going to need another two or three guys like that. Is Porzingis that type of guy? The question is still really out on that one. And then who else can they add to that roster, right, to really take them to another level in a great Eastern Conference? Because they're going to need great players around him. He needs at least two other guys that are close to his level for them to have a chance to be really competitive in the Eastern Conference. And if that doesn't happen, I can see him saying, hey, this time for me to move on. You know, he'll do the same thing that a lot of players are doing. That's the new thing now. It's like the NBA transfer portal. They say, hey, I'm ready to move on. Here's my list of teams that I want to go to. Let's make it work.
Rex, what we've seen so far, you know, we're into day two of free agency. We've seen some players sign. What's the move you've liked the most so far? And if you say Jalen Brunson to the Knicks, I'm okay with that as a Knicks fan. So if that's your answer, I'm fine with it. But what do you like so far?
Wow, it's been kind of crazy, to be honest with you. The money that has been out there. When you think about Jokic, he's going to make $50 million a year when he gets to that extension. And guess what? He might be worth it. Like, if I'm going to throw big money, Devin Booker, I'd be interested to see what happens when Chris Paul leaves Phoenix, right? Is Devin Booker going to have the same type of impact? Because he's a great, great player again. I've been more intrigued with some of the signings of players. I'm like, how did he get that type of money? And God bless him. Like, I'm all for players making their money. But you look at Oklahoma City, and Lu Dort is a tough, physical guard. He's not a great shooter. To give that guy over $80 million, I was, like, scratching my head a little bit. So, I'm not answering your question, but I'm more intrigued by some of those moves where guys are getting crazy money and they haven't proven that they could win and really, you know, be an efficient, effective player in the NBA on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, but Rex, I think part of it is, and we struggle with this, is the scale changes, right? Like Lu Dort, $80 million jumps out at you. But then you go, like, did you see what the back end of Jokic and Karl Anthony Towns deal plays them? Did you guys see this? Their final year of their Supermax deal they just agreed to yesterday is $62.1 million for one season. And so, like, I mean, obviously there's inflation, but with all the money, like we just have to look. What happens is we look at it, we're like, I can't believe that guy's making 15 now. Like, yeah, but the best players are making 60, so 15 kind of fits. It's just, it's really hard for us to wrap our heads around when the numbers jump like this. But then you kind of relate it to, like, did you ever think you're going to be paying $6 a gallon for gas? Right? I mean, everything has jumped. But I saw that Towns deal and the Jokic deal. And Jokic is an MVP. He's a great player. But $62 million is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting. And then you got to look at your roster construction and how are you going to be able to put players around players like Cat. You know, Ant's going to come up pretty soon, and he's going to be asking for crazy money. And then you've got, you know, what are they going to do with D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell? He's making a good amount of change. And then can you put the right pieces around in a smaller market like Minnesota? And I root for Minnesota. My daughter's a video associate with the Timberwolves, so I root for them. And then, you know, they've got new ownership that's kind of transitioning in. They've got a new GM that is, again, you're in the Western Conference, and, you know, every job is difficult. And Finch has done a great job. But again, you've got to put together a roster that allows you to compete at the highest level. And when a guy is making $60 million, it makes it difficult. But this is an elite three-point shooting 4-5 in Cat, and now you want to see the winning go along with it. So hopefully that happens. I hope it for my daughter because then she's employed, but also you hope it for that franchise because you've got to put good pieces, defensive-minded guys that are skilled, that can shoot the basketball around Cat, and those guys aren't going to be coming cheap.
With the money coming in, a man who'll be using his daughter's influence to come out of retirement and play for the Timberwolves this year for $15 million a year. Rex Walters. Rex, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for making time for us.
I appreciate you guys having me. Have a good one.
Got it. Doug, you're going to come out of retirement and play, right?
For $60 million?
No, you're not going to get 60. You'll get $15 million. I mean, come on, you're not going to get Jokic money, but you'll get $15 million.
I would play in that league for $500. That would be fine. Just always wanted my name on the back of one of those jerseys. But no, it's really interesting. Like I remember when Kevin Garnett was the first $100 million contract, and I just wonder how many years away we are from the first $100 million per year athlete. Right, we're creeping closer. We got to 50 in football. Now we're a couple years away, obviously, from 60 in basketball. How many years away are we from somebody getting $100 million for 1 year of their sport?
If I told you 2030, would you take the over or the under? By 2030, someone's going to be getting $100 million a year, either in the NFL or the NBA. I mean, probably not in Major League Baseball, but you never know. But somebody in one of them, by 2030, would you take, yes, that would happen, or it might be a little bit after that?
I'm going to take the under. I'll say before 2030. And this is not, this is salary, you know, contract salary, right? Because, you know, people go, well, you know, LeBron made over on Tiger Woods. No, I'm saying, and didn't Phil blow through $100 million in gambling? No, I'm kidding. It's like 40 in 4 years. I mean, this. I mean, like, it's like the LIV Golf money is real money. Tiger turned that down. But I'm talking, we're just baseball, basketball, football. I will take the under in 2030. In someone playing for $100 million in a year.
Okay, if I said 2025 for someone making over, 75 over. Million.
Oh, 75?
75 million in 2025.
Wow. 3 years. Wow. I'll still go under. I'll still go over on that one. But very close. I mean, that's push level. I mean, because look, I mean, incrementally, quarterbacks have creeped up. Right. And that salary pool is only going to get bigger. That's what this comes from. And then, of course, you got baseball. Like, I don't think we're there with baseball. Baseball, they stretch it out over so long. We're still in the 30s. Right. We haven't even reached. But for football, quarterback and supermax deal in basketball. And, you know, it'll have to be one of these young players that has cycled through two contracts that gets to the third one.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. It's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, speaking of guys making money, New report coming up next. Someone's really getting paid, nearing a $230 million max deal. Is he worth it? That's straight ahead right here. Jason and Doug, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like... a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, happy Friday, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. Today is day two of NBA free agency continues. We had a big-time money conversation with Rex Walters a few minutes ago, and now it's time for more money. And, you know, and that's the thing, Doug, I've known, you know, knowing you for this long, that anytime there's a conversation, as long as it's about a lot of money, I know that gets your interest, because there are certain topics that we get into that, but when it gets to money, it's just, I you know, and part of me is I understand more the ramifications of certain things when you deal with that money, because I can hear the excitement in your voice. Like when you talk about things like, hey, here's Nikola Jokic going to make $62 million in the final year of his deal.
Well, I mean, the number jumps out at you, right? Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just sit there and go like, wow, I didn't do that. I was doing the math. That's a lot of, how is it broken down? And then when I saw a six, And then a two in the final year of the deal, that was different. That was different. Okay, so what's the next money story you got for me?
So according to Shams, who's got this a few minutes ago, Zion Williamson will be signing a five-year rookie max contract extension worth up to $231 million. This from Shams on The Athletic. The commitment's going to take Williamson's new deal through the 2027-28 season. Now, at first, you look at this and go, wow, he's going to re-sign with New Orleans. Because I thought for the longest time, he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the next Shaq. He's going to say, yeah, you can give me a lot of money, but I need to get someplace else other than New Orleans. But when you hear Rex Walters say, hey, guys say, I'm going to get paid first and then figure everything out. I still don't know that Zion Williamson's career is going to end up being something that's long-term in New Orleans. He has said, I want to sign this deal as soon as possible. He's had injury issues, so now he's got paid. I don't know that this takes him out of, hey, yeah, I got paid, but now I'm eventually going to find my way out of New Orleans and get someplace else.
Yeah, I think that's more for guys that are further along. Take a guess how many games Zion Williamson has played in the NBA.
Is it 50? Has he played 50 games?
Over that.
Let's see. 85 games.
85 games, exactly. That's how many
games. Wow, really? I got it right in the second time. That's awesome. I didn't even look that up. I swear to God, I didn't look it up on the computer.
That was really good. That was really good of you. Man, what else am I thinking here, Jason? That's not creepy at all. No, really.
No.
Normal thing. No,
you're thinking about a sandwich right now. 10:48 where you are, you're thinking about a sandwich.
I am thinking about a sandwich. Tell me mustard or mayo. Anyway, he's played 85 games. So this is one of those, I actually like what New Orleans has. They have a nice, they got a good group, and then you add Zion to it, and that could be one of those sneaky, holy cow, are the Pelicans, they're really, really good. I think there's a little bit of a leap of faith here from New Orleans, and I would guess that Zion gets that. Like, look, we're going to give you a max deal, but you got to keep yourself in better shape and condition. They've done a really good job of never calling him out on his physical conditioning, but it's been bad. So I do think, and there was you're right, there was a lot of talk of he's disconnected with the team, he's not working out with the team. Suddenly they start talking about $200 million and he's all about the Pelicans. But I'm going to buy that this one, he plays at least all but the last year. You know, when you get to the last year, if you want to steer your way out of it, maybe. But he's essentially played one NBA season. And he's going into his fourth year. So and he hasn't stayed healthy, didn't stay healthy at Duke, didn't stay healthy in summer league, hadn't stayed healthy at all in the NBA, and then missed all of this season. Next year is the years where he needs to deliver on the goods. And I think this is a leap of faith contract. This is the difference in the NFL and the NBA, right? In the NFL, you get paid for what you're going to do. In the NBA, you get paid for what they hope you're going to do.
I look at Zion, and that was always the only concern I had. You know, his weight, and he had gotten hurt every single year in his career, going back to high school, you know, missing the end of high school, he missing a lot of time with Duke, missing time here. If he goes, and look, the NBA is very fickle, if he just proves that for the majority of this year he stays healthy, then other teams, I think, are going to go, okay, now we can believe in him, because we'll believe in him sooner rather than later, and Zion will accelerate that process. Now, if he still stays hurt and he's playing 35 games a year because he can't stay in the lineup, no, I agree. But if he just shows this year he can do it, no, I think that you can look at a big power play the year after for Zion, saying, okay, I showed you how good I can be. I'm the next Hood Ornament of the league, because he has an it factor unlike anybody else in the league. You know, I mean, the thing about Zion is, as we talked about the little bit of time that he's played, the interest level in him is kind of very Shaquille O'Neal-esque, that we want to see him. They're going to put his games on national TV as much as they can. He will gain that power pretty quickly. I think you might be surprised how fast Zion could be able to call the shots, as long as this year he shows, hey, I'm healthy and I'm dominant like I was in the glimpses I've shown so far.
Yeah, I mean, I still think at the end of the day, you know, organizations, it all comes down to the type of person you are and where you are in your life, and how organizations are structured. I think there's a certain group of organizations that do get pushed around, and players are able to dictate and determine where they're going to go and what they're going to do. And there's some that aren't, you know, like we don't hear all this noise from every player. So I'm not into the Zion's going to control and get himself out of New Orleans. Like they did him a favor, gave him a supermax because they think that's what he can be. He's got to stay healthy and he's got to be able to shoot the basketball, but he's so explosive. And, you know, he's that perfect small ball 4-5, you know, he's really only about 6'5", but he can guard, you know, and he can't guard centers, traditional centers per se, but they can't guard him either. And he is an absolute freak. So I hope he's healthy because I think that Pelicans team is a really good one and a fun one to watch.
If I now speaking over under, we did over under for $100 million a year players in Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA a few minutes ago. Okay. If I put the over under for Zion's games played this year at 55.
Over
for Zion, 55. See, I would still take the under. Because I don't know. I don't know how much he can stand the rigors of playing a regular schedule once it gets past 20, 25, 30 games. I mean, I know, you know, you play a lot in AAU, but you know, this is different now, and you're talking about the pounding of the NBA. I would still take the under. If he played 40 games this year, I would say, that's probably what I would expect from him. If he plays in the somewhere in the low 40s, all right, that's kind of what I would get from Zion.
I don't know. He played 61 games 2 years ago, so I think he'll hit the over there. Look, it's the big thing is what is the weight that he's going to play at? You know, if he's going to show up in the high twos and the three bills, like you're going to be right. Something, a body is not supposed to have that much weight, that much power, that much explosiveness. It's just, but I truly believe that you miss a year and you sit there and watch and you go through the fluctuations in weight. And at some point in time, the light switch goes on. And I'm hoping that with all that money, the light switch goes on. Don't know if it will, but it feels like, again, and I'm based upon posts on social media, feels like it has, but that's what's going to happen. He's got to spend, I mean, look, it happened for Joel Embiid this year, right? Spent time dedicated his body and what he eat and when he ate, and look at what kind of year he had.
The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com. So there it is. According to Shams, The Athletic, we have a $231 million extension for Zion, which is coming right now. Coming up next, we get back into Kevin Durant and the big ramifications of his trade request. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.